Well, shall we commence the meeting this evening with hymn number 788. Number 788. Sitting at home thinking about the meeting tonight and what hymn I would give out to open the meeting. This hymn was on my mind and I was thinking about it and reading it. And then I come into the hall tonight and see what's behind me here, the scripture sowing the seed. So it's a very appropriate hymn indeed. Sowing the seed by the daylight fair, sowing the seed by the noonday glare. And the last verse is sowing the seed with an aching heart, sowing the seed while the teardrops start. But sowing in hope till the reapers come, gladly to gather the harvest home. And so there is a great hope here in the hymn. And the chorus too, as we see the last two lines, give us great hope. Gathered in time or eternity, sure, ah sure, will the harvest be. Now number 788, and we'll rise to sing.
Sowing the seed by the noonday glare, sowing the seed by the fading light, sowing the seed in the solemn light. Oh, what shall the harvest be? Oh, what shall the harvest be? Sown in the darkness or sown in the light, sown in our weakness or sown in our mind, gathered in time or eternity, sowing the seed in the fertile soil. Oh, what shall the harvest be? Oh, what shall the harvest be? Sown in the darkness or sown in the light. Sure, will the heart.
name. Now let's ask God's blessing on our coming together this evening. Let us pray. Our Father, we draw near to Thee this evening in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Thy Son. We thank Thee, our Father, that we ever heard His name, that the good seed of Thy word was ever proclaimed in our land and entered into our hearts. And we thank Thee, Father, for Thy grace that sent Thy Son into this world to bring the gospel message, to bring salvation to mankind. We're so thankful, Father, that we heard the glad message. And we live in a land of light in terms of the gospel. And we have a heritage as we look back over the years. And thank Thee, Father, for those that have sown the seed over many years in this land. And for the fruit that has borne. And we thank Thee for it today. And pray, our Father, that we might see Thy hand further as the preaching of the gospel continues. We're thankful, Father, that the gospel is Thy is a message from Thyself for mankind. And we thank Thee it is Thy power unto salvation. And we thank Thee it's a message that can change hearts and lives. And we thank Thee that is the only message that can give hope of eternity. But we thank Thee, Father, for having heard it and having believed it and having put our trust in Thy Son. And we thank Thee today for our risen, glorified Savior. And we remember again Thy word that tells us that He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto Thee through Him, because He ever liveth. We thank Thee today for a living, glorified Savior at Thy right hand. We look up by faith this evening and see that one who was so despised and rejected of men, put to death upon a cross. But we thank Thee, Father, He's given the highest place in heaven, the greatest honor that is possible. And we thank Thee too that there's the prospect before us very soon that He will come for us. And then He will come with us and come into this world to set up His kingdom and to rule and to be vindicated. And the world that rejected Him will have to bow the knee and acknowledge Him. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy word that we have, Thy truth, and how it cheers our hearts as we look around us in a very uncertain and chaotic world, to know that Thy promises are secure. They're in Christ, and they're yea and amen in Him. And so, our Father, we take courage in this and thank Thee for Thy work that is ongoing to this day, and ask for Thy blessing, Father, upon the preaching of the gospel. Remember tonight, the gospel is being preached to young and to old around our land and in other lands too. And tonight particularly, we're thinking about the great land of Brazil, a vast country in our minds. And we know the need is great there in that land. But we pray for Thy servants. We thank Thee for Thy servant, Marco, who is with us this evening, for how Thou hast reached him with the message of the gospel and saved his soul. And we thank Thee, Father, for how he has been called to serve Thee and to see a work done for eternity, to see the seed sown and to see good seed germinating and growing, and to see it being built up in assembly testimony. We thank Thee for that, what Thou hast done through him, and we pray for help for him this evening to tell us a little of Thy work in that land, and that Thou will give him joy in his soul. And our brother John, who's with us to bring it in a language that we will understand, we thank Thee, Father, for his help in this and for his service in that same land. And then, our Father, we would remember tonight as we are speaking to Thee about the land of Venezuela and it's the tragedy that has occurred there. And we pray, Father, for the people, no doubt many in darkness as far as eternal matters are concerned. But we ask, Father, for those that are seeking to alleviate the need, that they might have help to do that, and also to bring words of encouragement and to bring the words of the gospel before the people, that would be out of the tragedy there would be those who would come into the blessing of eternal life. The need is vast and great, but we commend it to Thee and Thy servants to Thee in that land. And so, our Father, now we leave ourselves before Thee, praying for Thy help and for Thy presence here, that our time together will be for Thine honor and glory, and that our time together will be profitable. We ask and give thanks to Thee in the Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, we want to first of all welcome each one who has come into the meeting this evening. We're glad to see you, and we're glad to see a few visitors with us as well, because we're small at this time, and we're glad to see some visitors with us today. And then there'll be those who have joined online, and we'd want you to know that we appreciate you joining with us just now. Well, tonight is a report of the Lord's work in the land of Brazil, and it's our brother Marco Gabara that will give the report, and our brother John McCann, who is well known to us, will translate it into our language to help us to understand it this evening. And we appreciate John coming along to do that for Marco. One other announcement, just to remember, on the Lord's Day, the breaking of bread is at 11 a.m. The gospel meeting at 7 p.m. And the speaker we expect is Aaron Kerr from UMA, from the UMA Assembly. Now, these are all the announcements, and we leave the meeting now with our two brethren, Marco and John.
Boa noite a todos.
Good evening to everyone.
É um grande prazer estar de volta em Newton Blida para falar um pouco do trabalho do Senhor.
It's a great pleasure for me to be back here in Newton Blida to tell you something about the work of the Lord.
Agradeço muito pela comunhão dos irmãos conosco.
I want to thank you for your fellowship with us, of the brethren here.
Vamos ler em Eclesiastes capítulo 11.
Let's read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, please.
Versículo 6.
Verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and at verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Is that too loud? I don't want to sound like I'm shouting.
Mateus capítulo 3, agora, e versículo 3 apenas.
Matthew chapter 13, and at verse 3. Matthew chapter 13, and at verse 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow.
Deus abençoe a sua palavra.
May the Lord bless his word.
Temos procurado semear a palavra de Deus.
We have sought to sow the word of God.
Em diversas regiões aonde estamos morando.
In different areas near to where we live.
Esperando no Senhor o resultado para que almas sejam salvas.
We do this waiting upon God that, that souls will be saved.
E igrejas locais sejam estabelecidas.
And local assemblies established.
Antes de entrarmos no explicarmos melhor o mapa, eu gostaria de entrar em um pouco mais de detalhes na minha salvação.
Before I speak a little about the map, I want to tell a little about the details of my salvation.
No domingo eu mencionei que eu fui salvo quando eu tinha 20 anos.
On the Lord's Day, I told you that I was saved when I was 20 years of age.
Eu não fui criado num lar cristão.
I was not reared in a Christian home.
Meus pais se separaram, infelizmente, quando eu tinha 3 anos.
My parents separated when I was just 3 years of age.
E eu vivia uma vida muito longe da palavra de Deus.
I lived a life that was very far from what God's Word teaches.
Eu não gostava daqueles que vinham entregar um folheto ou falar da palavra de Deus para mim.
I did not like anyone that would bring me tracts or speak to me about the word of God.
Eu zombava deles e desprezavam de alguma forma.
I mocked, I despised such people.
Mas um rapaz me convidou para ouvir o evangelho.
But one chap invited me to hear the word of God.
E eu rejeitei aquele convite. E seis semanas seguidas ele me convidando, e as seis semanas seguidas eu sempre arrumando uma desculpa para não ir ouvir o evangelho.
During 6 weeks he invited me each week to listen to the gospel, and I always refused during those 6 weeks.
Na sétima semana, por curiosidade, eu fui ouvir o evangelho.
On the seventh week I decided, just out of curiosity, I'm going to go and listen to the gospel.
Eu perguntei para ele, o que que vai ter lá na sua igreja que você não me convidou hoje?
I asked him, why did you not invite me today? What's special about today?
Eu falei, olha, vai ter alguma coisa que você não quer que eu saiba.
I said to him actually, perhaps there's something you don't need to hear this week.
Mas hoje eu vou com você para ouvir o evangelho.
But I said today I'm going to go with you to listen to this message.
Mas vai ser a primeira e a última vez que eu vou.
But I told him this will be the first and last occasion that I will be with you in a meeting.
Eu não tinha intenção nenhuma de permanecer ali junto.
I had no intention of remaining there or being a member of that church.
Eu nunca tinha pego uma Bíblia na mão, nunca tinha lido um versículo bíblico.
I had never had a Bible in my hand. I had never read a verse from the Bible.
Na minha casa nunca tinha entrado a palavra de Deus.
In my home there never had been the word of God.
Naquela noite nós fomos para reuniões 4, 5 quilômetros, andamos até chegar no salão.
That night we walked about 5 kilometers to arrive at the meeting.
Eu comecei a ouvir a palavra de Deus pela primeira vez naquela noite.
And for the first time I started to listen to the message of the gospel.
Estava lendo o Salmo 40.
The brother read Psalm 40.
Especialmente o versículo 2, tirou-me de um lodo de perdição.
He especially emphasized verse 2, that the psalmist was taken from a miry clay.
Naquela hora eu me senti dentro daquela situação de perdido.
I started to understand, that's just me. I'm lost.
Eu vi que eu estava caminhando para a condenação eterna.
I realized if I continue like this, I am walking towards eternal condemnation.
E ninguém podia fazer nada para me tirar daquela situação.
And no one could take me out of that danger.
Nem amigos, nem religião, nem família, nada.
No friends, no religion, or anyone could take me from that danger.
Naquela noite eu ouvi que o Senhor Jesus havia morrido por um pobre pecador como eu.
That night I heard of the Lord Jesus and his death for a sinner like me.
No final daquela reunião, eu pedi perdão dos meus pecados ao Senhor, onde eu estava sentado.
At the end of that meeting, I asked the Lord to forgive me for my sin.
Eu nunca mais deixei de ir ouvir a palavra de Deus.
From that on, I never stopped listening to the word of God.
Minha mãe e meus dois irmãos, eles frequentavam um local e ouviam a palavra de Deus.
My mother and my two brothers went to a place that had something of the word of God.
Minha mãe chegou, confessou ser salva.
My mother actually professed faith in Christ.
Meus dois irmãos confessam ser salvos, mas não têm, não frequentam nenhum lugar, não têm muito interesse.
My two brothers also professed, but don't really have any sign of interest in the word of God.
Meu pai era muito contra o evangelho.
My father was very, very against the gospel.
Ele não aceitava de maneira alguma ter um filho salvo e seguindo a palavra de Deus.
He certainly did not accept the fact that he had a son who was interested in the gospel and was a follower of the message.
quando ele soube que nós íamos trabalhar integralmente na obra de Deus, ele ficou muito, muito bravo comigo.
When he heard that I was going to be commanded to preach the gospel full time, he became very, very cross.
Ele pegou o telefone e ligou e ficou uns 40 minutos me ofendendo.
He rang me for about 40 minutes, and the words he used were offensive.
Disse, eu preferia ter um filho preso do que ter um filho pregando o evangelho.
He told me I would prefer to have a son who is in prison than someone that's preaching the gospel.
Alguns anos depois, ele ficou muito doente, eu fui visitá-lo no hospital.
Some years later, he took ill, and I went to visit him in the hospital.
Eu perguntei, pai, posso orar pelo senhor agora?
I asked him for permission to be able to pray with him.
Ele disse, vê o que o seu Deus pode fazer por mim.
He said, let's see what your God can do for me.
Eu disse, pai, Deus já tem feito tudo por nós.
I had to explain to him, God has done everything that we need.
Ele deu o que havia de mais precioso nos céus para morrer pelos nossos pecados.
He gave the most precious thing he had to die, that we could be saved, that we could be forgiven.
E infelizmente o Senhor ainda não tem reconhecido isso.
I told him, unfortunately, you still know nothing of this in your life.
Essa foi a última conversa que eu tive com ele.
This was the last conversation that I had with him.
10 dias depois ele partiu.
10 days later, he left time for eternity.
12 anos depois que eu fui salvo, eu fui recomendado para o trabalho na obra de Deus.
12 years after I was commanded to the Lord's work,
nós trabalhamos nessa região, no estado de São Paulo.
We worked in this area, the state of São Paulo.
22 anos trabalhando nesta região.
We worked there for 22 years.
Tivemos o prazer de ver muitas almas salvas e igrejas estabelecidas.
We were able to share in that work and see many souls saved and help in the establishment of assemblies.
Mas fazem 6 anos que nós mudamos para Minas Gerais.
But 6 years ago we moved to Minas Gerais.
8 horas de distância da cidade em que morávamos.
That is 8 hours drive distant from where we once lived.
Moramos, chegamos em Lagoa Dourada uns 10 dias antes de começar o COVID.
We arrived in this place called Lagoa Dourada approximately 10 days just before COVID set in.
Uma época muito difícil porque, como aqui na Irlanda, tudo parou.
It was a very difficult time because, just like here in Ireland, everything stopped.
Mas quando começamos a trabalhar nessa outra parte do Brasil,
but we started to work there in that part of Brazil.
Esse estado de Minas Gerais,
this state, the state of Minas Gerais,
ele é dividido em 10 regiões.
It's divided in 10 micro areas. Regions.
O estado de Minas Gerais é 42 vezes maior do que a Irlanda do Norte.
Minas Gerais is 42 times the size of Northern Ireland.
A região em que moramos é uma população de 2 milhões e meio de habitantes.
The area that we live in has a population of 2.5 million people.
142 cidades.
142 towns and cities.
Nós nos mudamos para Lagoa Dourada.
We moved to the town of Lagoa Dourada.
Esse ponto azul.
This blue point.
A igreja onde nos reunimos fica a 20 minutos de carro.
Where the assembly meets is at more or less 20 minutes distant by car.
Fica na zona rural, num local chamado Arame.
It's in a country district called Arani.
Nós somos atualmente em 48 irmãos na comunhão.
At the moment, there are 48 in fellowship in that assembly.
Estamos na primeira geração e vem vindo agora uma segunda geração.
The majority are first generation believers, although we have a few of the second generation.
Todos vieram do catolicismo.
All came from a Catholic background.
Alguns vieram das drogas.
Some came from a life of drugs.
Mas nenhum desses irmãos hoje nasceram em lares onde os pais eram salvos.
But not one of them came from a home that was where the gospel was known.
Precisamos muito da ajuda de Deus para conduzir esta segunda geração, os filhos.
We really need the help of God to be able to guide and to direct the second generation that are rising.
São irmãos muito simples.
They are normally very simple believers.
Essa primeira geração tem muito pouco estudo.
The majority of the older folks, the first generation, have had very little education.
Mas são irmãos muito preciosos e hospitaleiros.
But they are precious believers and much given to hospitality.
Estão sempre dispostos a repartir o que eles podem.
They are ready to help and to give as in the measure that they can.
A igreja no arame, nós temos começado a distribuir literatura nesses pontos vermelhos, são cidades.
Linked to the believers, along with them, we have started to be moving out to these red points that are on the map.
Esse primeiro local chama Diamante.
This first red dot is a place called Diamante, or Diamond.
Uns 25 minutos de Lagoa Dourada, onde nós moramos.
25 minutes drive from where we live in Lagoa Dourada.
Temos um ponto de pregação do Evangelho na casa de um irmão.
We have a preaching point there, in the home of a believer.
O clima no Brasil é um pouco diferente, então fazemos a reunião na garagem, é tudo aberto.
The climate in Brazil is a little different from here. We're able to use an open area or the garage of a home.
Às vezes tem aparecido algumas pessoas para ouvir o Evangelho.
At times we do get outsiders coming in to listen to the gospel.
Mas colocamos uma caixa de som e para que outros possam ouvir.
We also use a loudspeaker outside so that those in the area can listen without coming into the building.
Por favor, orem por este lugar.
Please pray for this place.
O nosso desejo é que haja no futuro uma igreja local ali estabelecida.
O nosso desejo é que um dia there'll be a local assembly gathered to the Lord's name there.
Depois temos um outro local onde fizemos algumas reuniões algumas vezes.
We also have another place here that where we have meetings at times.
Uns 40 minutos da onde nós moramos.
40 minutes from where we live.
Chamado Melos.
The name of this place is Melos.
Ali há uma família salva.
In this place there is a family who are believers.
Nós começamos a fazer reuniões na casa de um conhecido, de um que apreciava o Evangelho.
We started meetings in the home of a person that was very interested in the gospel.
Fazíamos reuniões debaixo das árvores, colocávamos algumas cadeiras, tudo muito simples.
We had chairs underneath trees, a very simple way of gathering.
Mas a esposa deste homem...
But unfortunately, the wife of this man...
Era muito católica e...
She was very Catholic.
E não aceitava que nós permanecíamos ali.
And didn't want us to remain there.
Então nós resolvemos parar de fazer as reuniões.
We resolved to stop those meetings at the moment.
Porque a situação estava ficando bem difícil ali para ele.
The situation for that brother, for that man, was becoming very difficult.
Mas a como eu mencionei, há um casal ali e um filho que são salvos.
But as I mentioned, there's another couple with their son who are believers.
Por favor, orem por este lugar também.
Please remember that place in your prayers, Melos.
Um pouco mais nessa Nesse, não há um ponto vermelho aqui, mas é um local novo.
There's a new place. There's no red dot here.
20 minutos numa estrada de terra e 25 minutos numa estrada de terra.
20 or 25 minutes along a dust road.
Há aproximadamente umas 10 casas ali.
There's approximately 10 houses in that area.
É um lugar chamado Periquito.
The place is called Periquito, but that's an abbreviation area. It's like a hamlet.
Então, os irmãos têm ido lá, convidam as pessoas para...
The brother invite the neighbors just to come.
Uma reunião ao ar livre.
And they, really, a meeting like in the open air.
E sempre há pessoas ouvindo o evangelho neste lugar.
Always there are people there to listen to the gospel.
Temos procurado semear a palavra de Deus numa outra cidade chamada Carandaí.
We have also tried to work in this other dot, a place called Carandaí.
Aproximadamente 50 minutos de carro.
Approximately 50 minutes from our place by car.
Há um jovem casal que recém-salvos.
There's a young couple there that recently got saved.
Uma cidade de aproximadamente 25 mil habitantes.
There's approximately 25,000 people living in that town.
Temos visitado algumas vezes a casa desse jovem casal.
We often visit the home of that couple.
Procurando incentivá-los na palavra de Deus.
We seek to encourage them in the work of in the word of God.
E temos entregue folheto nessas quase em toda a cidade já.
And almost all of that time we also have given out tracts from door to door.
Esperando que o Senhor nos abra portas para o evangelho em Carandaí.
We wait upon God to open the door for a meeting or for a place for meetings in Carandaí.
É uma região muito, muito católica.
It is a very, very Catholic place.
Cheio de idolatrias e costumes.
Full of idolatry and the customs of Rome.
Então precisamos muito da ajuda de Deus para introduzir o evangelho para as pessoas.
Therefore we need the help of God and we need wisdom how to introduce the word of God into that area.
Um pouco mais, temos visitado uma outra cidade.
We also have visited another town.
1 hora e 15 de casa, Ressaquinha.
It's about 1 hour and 15 minutes from our home. The name of the place is Ressaquinha.
Não temos nenhum contato ali, infelizmente.
Unfortunately, there are no contacts there.
Mas temos procurado entregar folhetos de porta em porta.
But we have gone from door to door. Giving out gospel tracts.
Esperando que o Senhor nos abra uma porta nessa cidade.
Waiting upon God to open a door for the preaching of the gospel.
Indo para outra direção agora.
Going in the other direction.
Temos uma cidade chamada Resende Costa.
Where there's a town called Resende Costa.
Temos visitado muitas vezes essa cidade para.
We have often visited that town.
Procurando distribuir folhetos simples de porta em porta, esperando que haja algum interesse.
Once again, giving out gospel tracts and looking for a place that we could have meetings.
Estava distribuindo folhetos nessa cidade, um ato curioso.
I was giving out tracts in that time and a very interesting thing happened.
E uma senhora começou a dar atenção na conversa do evangelho.
A lady started to speak to me and show interest in the gospel.
E ela disse, olha, o senhor me dá licença, eu estou indo para a missa, mas o senhor podia ficar lá perto.
She said, look, I'm going to have to ask for your permission. I'm going to the mass, but you can come.
Tem muita gente chegando lá essa hora e certamente vão gostar de receber um folheto deste.
He said, you can come and give out tracts right at the door of the church.
Eu fui para lá e distribuí quase tudo que eu tinha.
I went there and I gave out almost all the tracts that I had.
Mas, infelizmente, não houve nenhum retorno.
Unfortunately, there wasn't one that came into contact as a result.
Favor, orem por essa cidade, Resende Costa.
Please remember that time called Resende Costa.
Para que haja despertamento para o evangelho ali.
God may awaken souls for the gospel to be preached there.
Uma outra cidade que temos trabalhado uma hora também de distância.
Another time that we've worked in, about an hour from where we live.
Chamada Coroas.
The name of that place is Coroas or Crowns.
Nós temos contato ali.
We have one contact there.
Rapaz chamado Carlos.
A young man called Carlos.
Ele tem demonstrado bastante interesse na palavra de Deus.
He has shown a lot of interest in the Word of God.
Ele pediu numa dessas conversas, olha, seria muito bom se você e sua esposa morasse aqui nessa cidade.
He and one of our conversation said, I would long to see you and your wife coming here to live in this time.
Nós temos orado muito a Deus, procurando saber a vontade de Deus nesse sentido.
We have prayed about that and looked to the Lord to guide us as to where we should be.
Talvez em algum desses locais, provavelmente vamos alugar uma casa e começar a fazer reuniões.
We would love to see a door opening to rent a place in some of these times and to have gospel meetings.
Precisamos muito das orações dos irmãos nesse sentido.
We need your prayers that we may be guided.
Para que o Senhor nos leve para o lugar certo.
The Lord will take us to the right place.
Anunciar, lançar a boa semente da palavra de Deus para que possa cair num coração.
That we might sow the seed and that it might reach hearts that are needy.
E pessoas possam ser salvas neste local.
And people be saved in these places.
A última cidade que temos visitado
é the last time that we have visited,
São João del Rei.
Called São João del Rei.
É a maior cidade nesta região que moramos.
This is the largest town in the area where we live.
Torno de 95 mil habitantes.
There's approximately 95,000 people living there.
É uma cidade universitária.
There's a university there.
E então há muito movimento de jovens, de pessoas vindo estudar nessa cidade.
For that reason, there's a lot of young folks coming in to study and to be in that time.
Temos procurado entregar folhetos perto da faculdade.
We have sought to be there near the university to give out tracts.
E também em outras partes da cidade, de porta em porta.
And in other parts of the town, from door to door.
Não temos nenhum contato nessa cidade, infelizmente.
Unfortunately, we don't have one contact living there that we know.
Mas esperamos que o Senhor nos abra também porta.
But we wait upon the Lord to again open the door.
Eu tenho gravado uma pregação do Evangelho uma vez por semana.
Once each week I have recorded a message in the gospel.
E envio mais ou menos 150 pessoas.
I normally send that to approximately 150 people.
Por meio do WhatsApp.
I'm using WhatsApp to do that.
Envio para irmãos e amigos.
These 150 are both brethren, but believers, and also just contacts.
Então, nesta região, nós temos enviado para algumas pessoas que temos contato a mensagem do Evangelho.
Some of these times, we do have contacts that we send the messages to.
E tem sido muito, muito proveitoso.
It has been really good and useful.
Nós recebemos uma mensagem de um irmão.
We received a message just recently from a brother.
Por favor, irmão, continue mandando essas mensagens.
Please continue sending these messages.
Ele chama os vizinhos para sua casa.
He invites his neighbors to his home.
e coloca a mensagem de pregação do evangelho no celular para que os outros possam ouvir.
And uses his phone just to play the message and the people hear.
Esperamos que dessa forma também o evangelho possa salvar almas.
And in this way we are waiting upon God for his word to be used in the salvation of souls.
Temos procurado semear sempre a palavra de Deus.
We have sought as best we can to sow the word of God.
Mas temos esperado em Deus o resultado que.
And we wait upon God to use and to bless his word.
Para a salvação de almas.
For the salvation of precious souls.
Temos a cidade em que moramos, Lagoa Dourada.
Where we live in Lagoa Dourada.
Temos muitos contatos em Lagoa Dourada.
We have many, many contacts.
Algumas vezes fazemos reuniões em Lagoa Dourada.
At times we have gospel meetings there.
Sempre há pessoas vindo e ouvindo o evangelho.
We always have people coming and listening to the gospel.
Pouco tempo havia uma senhora, aproximadamente uns 65 anos.
Just recently, a lady of about 65 years of age.
E veio na reunião.
Who came to the meeting.
E ela disse para minha esposa, olha, é a primeira vez que eu ouço o evangelho.
She told my wife, this is the first time that I've ever heard the gospel.
Fazemos a reunião na garagem da casa da nossa filha.
We had those meetings in the garage of the home of our daughter.
E saímos convidando as pessoas ao redor.
And we went from door to door in the area, inviting the people.
Depois servimos algum alimento para todos que estão ali.
We always give something to eat for, at the end of the meeting for those who have come.
É um momento bem precioso e bem gostoso.
A moment that is very important and very precious for us to speak to these people.
Nosso desejo também é termos um local para nos reunirmos na cidade de Lagoa Dourada.
It would be our desire that one day we will have a proper place to meet in Lagoa Dourada.
Por favor, orem por isto também.
Please pray for that matter as well.
No salão, no arame, tem um fator interessante.
In the gospel hall at Arame,
nós temos dois alto-falantes colocados do lado externo do salão.
We have loudspeakers put outside the hall.
E toda a pregação do evangelho é transmitida externamente.
And all gospel meetings are use those loudspeakers for the benefit of those in the area.
E muitas pessoas que talvez não entrariam no salão.
There are people that wouldn't enter the hall.
Mas ouve o evangelho dessa forma.
But they hear the word of God in this way.
Não é algo muito comum isto.
It's not very common this.
Mas a Igreja Católica faz isso.
But the Roman Catholic Church does it.
Então nós começamos a fazer isto.
So we decided to try the same thing.
Ou pode os dois ou não pode ninguém.
They'll have to allow two if they're going to allow one.
Então temos pregado o evangelho dessa forma também.
So we have preached the gospel in this way as well.
Temos feito reuniões ao ar livre em uma praça.
We have had open air meetings in one of the central areas of the town.
Toda a igreja se envolve nisto.
The whole assembly gets involved in this.
Saímos convidando as pessoas durante o dia, avisando que vai ter reunião à noite.
During the afternoon, we will tell the people in the area that there's going to be a meeting, an open-air meeting that evening.
Então muitas pessoas chegam para ouvir o evangelho.
Quite often, many people come to listen.
Sentam na grama, encostam num carro.
They sit on the ground or they lean against a car.
Sentam na calçada, no chão.
They sit on the sidewalk.
E há sempre bastante pessoas ouvindo o evangelho desta forma.
And often many people hear the gospel in this way.
Depois, no final da reunião, os irmãos e irmãs saem entregando folhetos para aqueles que estão próximos.
At the end of the meeting, the brethren and sisters will go around the area and give out tracts to those who have listened.
E dessa forma temos procurado semear a boa palavra de Deus.
Once again, in this way, we're seeking to sow the word of God.
Nosso desejo nesta região é ver almas salvas e igrejas estabelecidas.
It's our desire to see souls saved and assemblies gathering to the Lord's name.
Uma coisa que me chama muita atenção aqui na Irlanda do Norte.
One thing that really we note here in Northern Ireland.
E que os irmãos no Arame têm muita dificuldade de entender.
That many of the brethren there in Arame can hardly imagine.
A quantidade de igrejas próximas.
The fact of having so many assemblies near one to another here in Northern Ireland.
Um raio de 30 minutos de carro, eu não sei quantas igrejas há, mas há várias.
At a distance of 30 minutes, how many assemblies you could visit just within 30 minutes of each other?
A igreja mais próxima que nós podemos ir fica na capital.
The nearest assembly to where we are would be in the state capital of Minas Gerais.
De 3 a 4 horas de carro para chegar lá.
You would take it would take a 3 to 4 hour journey to get there.
Se formos para mais para o sul do chegamos em São Paulo.
Going to the south, the nearest assemblies would be in São Paulo.
E a igreja mais próxima nessa direção fica 8 horas.
The nearest assembly there would be 8 hours journey distance.
Então é uma distância muito longa para poder estar junto com outros irmãos.
Unfortunately, it's so difficult that the distance is such that we don't have much fellowship with other brethren and sisters.
Nós estamos a aproximadamente 27, 28 horas do meu irmão, seu João, de Santa Maria.
Where my brother John lives in Santa Maria, that would be approximately 28 hours by car.
Isso é se dirigir sem parar.
That would be just traveling without stopping.
Estamos 22 horas do Crawford Brown na Bahia.
We are 22 hours distant from our brother Crawford Brown in the state of Bahia.
Então é bem difícil poder encontrar com esses irmãos.
So you can see it's very difficult for us to ever meet each other on the field.
A distância é um problema nesse sentido.
Distance is a real problem.
Na igreja no Arame, nós temos procurado pelo menos uma vez por ano fazer uma série de reuniões sobre princípios bíblicos.
We try at least once a year to have meetings for the upbuilding of the saints.
É a primeira geração e tem que estar convicto.
These first generation Christians need to be convicted.
Acerca dos princípios bíblicos para uma igreja local.
Principally about the fact, the plan of gathering in a New Testament capacity. Assembly.
No Brasil há muitos grupos pentecostais.
In Brazil there are many, many Pentecostal groups.
E cada um com suas ideias e costumes diferentes.
Each one having their own ideas and their customs very different.
E isso traz bastante problemas para o evangelho.
This brings many, many problems for the gospel.
Então sempre procuramos trazer um ensino nesse sentido uma vez por ano.
At least once a year, for this reason, we try to teach the saints about these matters.
Algumas vezes semanas de estudos sobre outros assuntos.
At times we have a few weeks of meetings on other subjects as well.
Séries de pregação do evangelho.
And series of gospel meetings.
As séries de pregação do evangelho não é séries longas como costuma haver na Irlanda do Norte.
A series in Brazil is not the same as Northern Ireland. It doesn't go on as long.
uns dois meses atrás, o meu irmão participou de uma série bem longa.
My brother here recently had a series of 8 weeks.
Mas aonde nós estamos tem que ser mais curto.
Where we are, it's impossible. It has to be shorter.
Precisamos visitar pessoas constantemente.
We have to work and visit visit people constantly.
Irmãos e pessoas não salvas.
Both visiting both brethren and also the unsaved.
Pessoas que têm bastante dificuldade, irmãos e irmãs que têm bastante dificuldade por causa do evangelho dentro de casa.
There are many believers that have real difficulties because of being the only one saved in the home.
Nós temos alguns problemas, o que é dentro do trabalho na igreja no Arame.
We have problems in this way in the assembly at Arame.
E um desses problemas é que nós temos 8 irmãs que os maridos não são salvos.
We have 8 sisters whose husbands are not saved.
6 irmãos que as esposas não são salvas.
We have 6 brethren whose wives are not saved.
Pessoas que foram salvas depois que estavam casados.
All of these are those who got saved after they were married.
Alguns não têm problema nenhum e o marido ou a esposa vêm nas reuniões.
Some, thankfully, have no problem. Either their wife or their husband unsaved comes to the meetings.
Mas tem alguns casos que é muito difícil para as irmãs e irmãos.
But other cases are very, very difficult for the brethren and sisters involved.
Faz de tudo para que impedir que a esposa ou o marido venha para ouvir a palavra de Deus.
There are those that just seek to hinder and to do the very maximum they can to hinder the interest in coming to meetings.
Arrumam alguma coisa sempre no dia de reunião para impedir as irmãs principalmente de poder chegar.
Many of these husbands organize something on the day of the meeting so that the wife will not be able to get.
Por favor, orem por esses irmãos e irmãs.
Please pray for these that are in these situations.
Há situações bem delicadas na família dessas pessoas.
There are some very delicate situations involving these people.
Quando visitamos muitas vezes pessoas não salvas.
When very often we visit people that are not saved.
Eu tenho um pequeno banner de 2 caminhos e 2 destinos.
We have one of those two-way charts.
Eu levo eles junto comigo.
And I take those with me on the visit.
Eu abro esse banner na casa da pessoa e começamos a pregar o evangelho por ali.
And we explain to this unsaved person, open up this banner and explain what that banner is all about.
Sempre tem tido bastante pessoas querendo ouvir o evangelho.
Many of these people show interest to listen to the gospel as a result.
Elas abrem as portas da casa para eu e a minha esposa visitarmos.
They open their home for my wife and I to visit there.
Mas elas muitas vezes não vêm no salão de reunião.
Sadly, but very often they will not come to the hall.
Há um certo preconceito do que as pessoas vão dizer se verem elas entrando no salão.
There's a problem that they have that if anybody sees them going to the hall, brings problems for them.
E dessa forma temos procurado também semear a boa palavra de Deus.
So in this way we are able to visit and to sow the word of God.
Por muito tempo a minha esposa fez tradução.
For quite a number of years my wife helped in the translation work.
Principalmente da série dos livros Comentários Witt.
Especially she helped to translate the books, what the Bible teaches.
Aproximadamente metade do Novo Testamento.
Approximately half of the New Testament she helped to translate.
E um pouco do Velho Testamento também.
And a part of the Old Testament as well.
Mas recentemente ela não tem feito traduções.
But more recently she hasn't been involved in this work.
O nosso serviço com visitas não tem permitido.
This work with visits, I'm dependent upon her to be with me on the visits.
O que tem sido feito tem sido corrigido gramaticalmente a revista que os irmãos no Rio Grande do Sul, especialmente seu Lindsay.
She helps in the work of Seu Lindsay Carswell, the magazine that he produces four times a year, called Words of Edification.
É corrigido no sentido gramatical da.
She checks the grammar of what has been written.
Dessa forma, temos procurado também ajudar naquilo que é possível.
In this way, she's helping in the and as an important work.
Pensando nesses grupos pentecostais que eu mencionei.
Thinking about these Pentecostal groups that I've mentioned.
Vou contar resumidamente o caso de um irmão.
I'm going to tell a very brief story about a brother that involves this.
Ele se reunia ele era o tesoureiro de um grupo conhecido como Assembleia de Deus.
He was a treasurer in one of those groups called the Assembly of God.
E pentecostais é muito dinheiro envolvido, toda a reunião sempre querendo arrecadar mais.
In Pentecostal groups, money is the big thing, and collections are in every meeting.
Mas esse rapaz começou a se interessar pela verdade da palavra de Deus.
But this young man was sincere and started to think and consider the word of God.
Ele começou a trabalhar com um irmão.
He and his work came into contact with a believer.
Ele começou a vir nas reuniões.
He started to attend meetings.
Então, nós pegamos amizade e convidei ele para ir na minha casa.
We made friendship with him and we invited him to come to our home.
E ele foi várias vezes na minha casa e nós abríamos a Bíblia e estudávamos.
And oftentimes he would come to our home and we would open the Word of God and show him what God's Word taught.
Alguns assuntos que aparentemente parecem ser simples.
There were some subjects that would really for us would be very simple.
Sobre a coleta, como deve ser feita a coleta na igreja.
For example, the teaching of the New Testament as to collections in a church, New Testament assembly.
O silêncio das irmãs.
The silence of sisters.
A cobertura das irmãs na cabeça.
The head covering of a sister.
Por que não temos pastor?
Porque nós, sorry, I'm going to tell you in Portuguese. The reason why we don't have a pastor.
Por que não temos instrumento musical?
Why we don't have a musical instrument?
E começamos a estudar tudo isso.
We started to study all of this.
Por outro lado, esse local onde ele frequentava começou a exigir mais e mais dinheiro.
Just at the same time, the place where he was going was starting to insist on more money to be given.
E a arrecadação naquele lugar parece, ele nos contou que havia caído.
Because the collections were getting smaller there.
E a cobrança era muito grande.
And they were forcing, obliging more money to be given.
Ninguém estava interessado em salvação de almas.
No one spoke about salvation of souls or whatever.
Apenas em arrecadar mais e mais.
Just to get more and more money.
E começamos a conversar sobre salvação com ele.
We started to ask him about salvation.
E víamos que era uma pessoa sincera.
We could see that he was a sincere man.
e uma pessoa salva.
And that he had salvation.
Algum tempo depois que estávamos estudando, ele mencionou que queria fazer parte da comunhão da igreja. Então ele sempre estava assistindo às reuniões e começou a frequentar o Partir do Pão, sentando no fundo.
He had been coming to all the meetings and then started to attend on the Lord's Day morning, sitting back and observing as we remembered the Lord.
E graças a Deus hoje ele faz parte da igreja no Arame.
And today he is in fellowship in the assembly.
Dessa forma temos procurado semear a boa palavra de Deus nessa parte do Brasil.
In this way we seek to sow the word of God in this needy part of Brazil.
Por favor, lembre de nós em suas orações.
Please remember us in your prayers.
Eu torno a dizer, o nosso propósito é ver almas salvas e igrejas estabelecidas.
I repeat what I have said often. Our desire is to see souls saved and assemblies gathering to the Lord's name.
Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much.
Que Deus abençoe a igreja em Newton Breda.
May the Lord bless the assembly here at Newton Breda. I will just pray briefly. Our Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we bow to thank Thee for this meeting and for Thy word. We have been reminded of the possibilities when the word of God is sown. And we thank Thee that the work that was commenced by the Saviour continues to this day, that we're still found in the day of Thy grace. We have sung tonight that we sow the seed on different grounds, and Thou knowest the difficulties of the day in which we're found. But we rejoice that the work is Thine, and that the gospel still is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. We pray for our brother Marco and his wife. We pray Thy blessing upon them as they're here. We pray these days in Northern Ireland may be a refreshment to them and an encouragement. We pray that all of us may be able to remember the work in that area. I know the darkness is great. We think of the vast land of Brazil and so vast, so many vast areas that know nothing of the gospel. Remember our dear brethren there tonight. We ask of our blessing upon Crawford and Heather. We commit them to Thee. We think of those in São Paulo. We think of our brother Billy that doesn't have good health. We commit him to Thee. Remember those up around the Amazon. And we think again of the south and our brethren there. We thank Thee for them. And little assemblies that are planted to the Lord's name. We just pray Thy blessing. And remember us here. We think of Northern Ireland. We pray for blessing upon the assembly here at Newton Breda. We thank Thee for it. We pray that our brethren may be encouraged to keep up the gospel and labor for souls and see Thy hand at work in blessing and salvation. So we look to Thee for blessing now. We thank Thee most of all for the Lord Jesus. Thank Thee for Calvary. Thank Thee for His death of shame and suffering upon the cross. We thank Thee we are Thine because of Him. We look to Thee for blessing as we part and give thanks in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just perhaps two verses at the close of this meeting. It's number 780. 780. How many sheep are straying, lost on the Saviour's fold? Upon the lonely mountains they shiver with the cold. Within the tangled thickets where poison vines do creep. And over rocky ledges wander the poor lost sheep. We're going to sing verses 3 and 4. 3 and 4 of 780 standing, and our meeting will be over.
You seek to find them whom God has across the wound, and still He was wide open, the door into His home. Oh, come, let us go.
In the pass of death they roam, at the close of the day will be sweet to sing. I have brought some lost one home. Sweet would be at evening if you and I could sing. Good Shepherd, we've been taking the sheep back with us. Heart sore and faint with hunger, we have them making more. Half the joy returning, we bear them safely home.